So you go on to junior high school and to high school. Where did you go for high school? What was the name of the school?
Nickerson High School in Nickerson, Kansas. But before that, one thing I did when I grew up, and a lot of farm boys did this, they would trap. They'd trap animals like skunks and possums and muskrats. Muskrat was a good animal to trap, too. And then you'd either skin those animals yourself, or in Hutchinson, Kansas, when the weather was cold, I mean, well below zero, if you couldn't or didn't want to skin the animal on Saturday, farmers always went in to get supplies for the following week. And the boys who'd caught some animals during that week would take them in, and there was a fur buyer, Mr. Rohleder. He was a German. He was always nice to me, and I remember I took a skunk in one time. They were bad to skin. He was frozen hard, and he said, "Well, Joe, I'll give you 75 cents for that skunk, and then I'll charge you 10 cents because I'll have my man." And he had a hole in the bottom of the fur house, and there were some people down in the hole, and they were skinners. And then I got old enough, and fur buyers in Kansas City or St. Louis, Missouri, would send out catalogs to all the farm boys. They'd say they'd pay so much for this and so much for that. I took some skins one time and sent them to Missouri, and they came back and they paid me, but they didn't pay me according to what I thought I was worth. They were just smarter than I was, I guess. So I just decided to stay with Mr. Rohleder, and I'd sell my pelts to him. The first animal I ever caught, I was pretty young, it was a badger. He was alive, just caught him by the foot. And they were a pretty fierce animal, so I jumped on my horse after I found out what I had, went back and got my dad, and my dad came out, because I wasn't big enough then to shoot a rifle. And my dad shot the badger, and that worked out pretty well.
Do you recall yourself as being a reader back then when you were young, interested in books?
Yes, I was. Not avidly interested, but pretty interested in books.
Your high school, I thought that was Reno Community High School.
That may have been its official name. Reno Community High is probably true.
But it was in Nickerson, Kansas.
Yeah.
Any time in high school, or as you were coming out, were you thinking about law as a profession at all?
I never thought about being anything other than a lawyer. I always thought about the law.
At an early age?
I can't say that I thought about it at too early an age, but by the time I got into high school, I began to think about that.
Okay.
And, of course, it was just a given I was going to go to college, but the Depression was on. It was terrible. The only two colleges I knew anything about were Kansas University, KU, in Lawrence, and K-State in Manhattan, and I couldn't afford to go to either one of those. So in Hutchinson, Kansas, they had what they called in those days a junior college, 2 years. They call them community colleges now. So I went 2 years to that community college.
What was the name of that school?
Hutchinson Junior College. Okay. I went my first 2 years there, and then funds were meager, so I decided to go to Washburn University in Topeka, Kansas.